Today's episode, the ill-fated Rock Creek Power Project. I love doing historical research. You often start out looking through old records and documents for a particular subject, only to come across information regarding some other topic that is equally fascinating and interesting, and that you knew little or nothing about. That's exactly how I came across today's topic. While scanning through files at the Eastern California Museum of Independence for information on the Pine Creek Tungsten Mine, I came across a document titled, Report to Federal Power Commission on the City of Los Angeles Rock Creek Development Project Number 194, prepared by F.H. Fowler, District Engineer for the U.S. Forest Service. Here's a brief synopsis of the report. In 1917, with the L.A. Aqueduct only in operation for 4 years, the City of Angels water engineers were looking for ways to increase the production of hydroelectric power throughout its already extensive water diversion projects in the Eastern Sierra. The city had filed for a license with the U.S. Forest Service to, among other things, construct a dam across the outflow of Rock Creek Lake, about 9 miles west of Tom's Place. The dam would raise the lake elevation by about 50 feet, thereby increasing the size of Rock Creek Lake by approximately 860 surface acres and creating a storage capacity for an additional 14,500 acre-feet of water. A power-generating plant would be built approximately 3 miles distance and 1,600 feet lower for the purpose of producing electricity to help meet the city's burgeoning demand. Upon outflowing the power plant, Rock Creek would be diverted by pipe away from its natural flow through Round Valley over to the Owens River Gorge to further increase the electrical generating capacity there. Ranchers and farmers in Round Valley who used the Rock Creek waters for irrigation would have to build new irrigation ditches and utilize the flow of Pine Creek to take care of their water needs. The report further states that consideration should be given to further damming some of the smaller lakes above Rock Creek, in other words meaning the Little Lake Valley, to further increase the storage capacity in the future. Well, as we know, a dam across Rock Creek and its accompanying powerhouse was never built, and the Little Lake Valley remains one of the most pristine and beautiful spots to be found anywhere in the Eastern Sierra. What happened? Why did the city never follow through with the license that had been granted to them? I'll keep doing my research, and maybe someday I can get us that answer and let you know in another tale along El Camino Sierra.